Welcome to the Slob Sisters podcast, the show that explores the realistic art of modern homemaking, all of its challenges, and all of its rewards. I'm Steph, a former slob, YouTuber, and stay-at-home mom of three, and with me is my co-host and sister, Jill.
Hey everyone, glad to be back.
Yeah, I am glad to be back. Are you glad to be back? It's been a while.
It has been a while, and I have to tell you, I have a new and, I don't know if I can call it improved, recording studio. I'm currently sitting in a chair, and I have two crib mattresses propped up on either side, like a kind of a teepee over top of me, and I'm underneath of them. I'm trying to work on my sound acoustics, so hopefully it sounds
good. getting the acoustics down. I am surrounded. I'm at my kitchen table with children's blankets spread all over it, so also in a very high-tech facility.
Nice. Yes.
Nice. Okay, so it's been a long time since we've done the podcast. If you are new to the Slob Sisters, welcome. On this podcast, we are just diving deep into all things modern homemaking, motherhood, and life in general. We're sisters. We live super far apart, but we have lots in common still, and then lots of things we just don't agree on. Makes it really fun. So one thing we like to start with is a progress report where we just discuss something that we've kind of accomplished or achieved or just feel really good about, giving ourselves a bit of a pat on the back. So do you want to keep going with the progress reports?
It's a small win for the week.
Yeah, small win.
Yeah. So something that I did this week that is something I've been wanting to get back into for so long is I got my guitar out and I practiced every single day. Which is super exciting for me because that's one of my own goals that is, you know, takes away maybe from cleaning the house, watching the kid, doing errands, but it feels so good for some like personal growth in that area.
Oh, fun. That is. And yeah, I like that it's just something that's completely not associated with your house or your kids or really getting anything done, but at the same time doing something huge for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. What about you?
I love it. So I didn't know if we were going to do weekly or what, since it's been a long time. It's been about 6 months since we did the podcast. So I thought something that I could say for my achievement was in the last 6 months since we stopped doing the podcast, I have taught my daughter how to read. When I stopped doing YouTube, I really dived deep into the homeschooling and got really consistent. And my daughter, who wasn't really reading at the beginning of this year, now reads at like a grade two or three level. So we just kind of really worked on that. And I'm proud of myself. You know, I kind of do brag about it because it was a lot of work, but she's just so happy to be a reader now.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that really counts as like a mini win. That's a huge life win, but we'll go with it. I mean, it has been a while for the podcast. So next week it'll be something you've done in this week coming up. So, but that's awesome. Yeah. I think that's amazing.
Okay. Major win for the last 6 months. I think that's probably the biggest thing for me. Yeah. Okay. So today's topic, and I think, yeah, first of all, we need to address the pretty big elephant in the room.
Yeah. It's a big elephant, a huge elephant.
Yeah. We have not made a new podcast in 6 months.
Yeesh.
Yikes. So let's talk about why. And that has to do with our topic today, which is burnout.
Yes, it's very appropriate to explain kind of where we've been and that all surrounds the topic of burnout.
Yeah, exactly. So we stopped because, well, I was burnt out and not like before. I have been like overwhelmed and kind of like, oh, I'm so burnt out before where you're tired or you just have a few good sleeps or a weekend away with your friends and that kind of sets things back on track. I was fully and wholly and completely burnt out, like mentally, physically incapable of continuing at the pace I was going, but also barely able to get myself even out of bed some days and feed our kids and care for our family, like completely spent.
Like borderline midlife crisis for us with all that going on.
It was kind of like a midlife crisis, maybe. I don't think I really felt like unhappy in my life. I
like
just
a
felt
breakdown
like,
of.
Okay, yeah, that's one very, that's one way of putting it, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, you had so much going on, and I mean, I know what you're trying to do because like our entire family, we just always take on too much. I mean, this sounds all too familiar. It's something we always heard growing up that our mom did. It's something I do all the time. I mean, our dad does it, but pretends like he doesn't. We take on so much.
Oh yeah. This is a chronic problem for our family. We like to take on a lot and we like to do everything by ourselves and without help. And I think I finally hit a wall. And I mean, yeah, like I said, we all hit these walls where you're like, oh, I just, you get sick or you need to sleep or something. But this was a huge wall and I was burnt out. So That brings me to today's topic, burnout. Is this you, or are you on the road to being burnt out, and how we can turn that around?
Yeah. And I mean, I think I'm really glad we're talking about this, because there's different levels of burnout. Like you said, like sometimes it's just during the end of the week when you're just burnt out from the week and you just need a day to recover. And then there's what you went through where you vanished for like multiple months and no one knew where you went. So yeah. I think it's really important to talk about for people. I mean, especially women, especially moms. And I mean, I think that's kind of been going on forever, and we're just starting to talk about it more now.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. The amount of extra work and that, what does my friend call it? Invisible work.
Well, the mental load.
The mental load, but also just the invisible jobs, right? Keeping track of when kids' clothes need to be changed out from spring to summer, and who's growing out of their snow pants, and when their dentist appointments are, and just the crazy, invisible mental load that honestly moms take on way more of their probably fair share of.
Absolutely. I agree. So what exactly, like, can we define what burnout is?
Right. So I was thinking, like, what is burnout? I mean, we all know that feeling of just like complete exhaustion, but I did a little bit of research because I have been doing research over the last 6 months, just trying to deal with my own situation. And I found a really good kind of definition from the Center of Addictions and Mental Health in Toronto in Canada. Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. So burnout can reduce productivity, can lower your motivation, and can cause you to feel helpless, hopeless, and resentful. And the resentful part just rings so many bells for me.
Yeah, you get angry when you don't often, you know, things that wouldn't often make you feel angry just get to you so much.
Oh yeah. I like don't, when I'm tired, I am just not my best self. And from doing too many things, it's just, such a problem.
Yeah. And I mean, this can happen in your work life, in your personal life, home life, with your friendships, social media. You often see people who are just burnt out of social media and they just kind of have to leave altogether. I mean, for me, a lot of my burnout comes from my social life, which sounds ridiculous, but I'm a yes person. I hate missing out on things. So I just do too much a lot of times.
Oh yeah. FOMO is a huge one. And I know for me, I'm like an overachiever, overperformer. I want to do everything. I want to try everything. I want to be helping everybody. Like, I'm that person who people are mentioning they might want to, you know, move in the future. And I'm like, you should call me. I would love to help you pack up all of your stuff. I totally have time for that. I don't know why I feel that like completely laying my life down and putting my stuff aside to help someone else is the road to friendship. I don't think it is, but it's something that I've kind of struggled with a long time, is like kind of putting myself out more than I'm probably receiving in return.
Yeah, you're like, I'm hanging on by a thread, but let me come on over and give you a hand.
Oh, I know. I remember I knew someone that was moving when I had like a 6-month-old baby, and I offered to help. And then the day came that she was moving, and she's like, can you help me? But my baby was nursing still, obviously. And I was like, yeah, I'll be right over. I'll come over. And then she was like, are you coming? And it was really bad because she had really relied on me. And I was like, I can't come. So I did. I went over for like 20, 30 minutes, was completely exhausted, helped as much as I could. And I was like, I have to go. And so it kind of just like created a bit of tension there because I wasn't able to follow through with what I said I was going to do. But also I was like putting so much more on myself than I had the energy for in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think both of us feel really bad. Like, I really don't like when people back out of plans to the point where like, I am so hard on myself if I ever have to back out. And I'm like, you know, sometimes just like so ill and I'm like, I can't back out. I'm not that person. But like, I mean, sometimes there's legitimate reasons to back out of things. Come on.
Yeah, I totally agree. Although I do think backing out of plans is a whole epidemic in itself these days.
Absolutely.
Anyways, so let's talk about, you know, our personal experiences. Are you burnt out? Have you ever been burnt out? And what was it like?
Yes, I always get burnt out. This is like something we've talked about on the podcast before, where I go so fast for like 3 months and I just don't stop. And as soon as I do stop, it's just like a crumbling mess.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like you where I couldn't kind of like continue on, but it's like a weekend of crying, calling my mom for help or my dad. They have to come out and like help me. It's getting angry at my kids. It's, you know, kind of retracting from my friends and just kind of, you know, staying home and not enjoying all the things I usually do. But it's usually pretty temporary. I don't think I've ever had kind of like what you went through this winter.
Yeah, like a breakdown, like you said. And I just want to be clear, like you say breakdown, but I think that's a little bit more severe. I mean, it can get really bad, right? Some people really require like hospitalization or some serious interventions. It wasn't that bad. I don't want people to worry. I definitely pulled the plug on everything right kind of before things got to that point. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. You do that as like a cyclical behavior though, for sure.
Yeah.
I also do that. This last 6 months though, that was a different thing. Like we had just to put some backstory to it, we had moved and built this really beautiful blue house. If you ever watch me on YouTube, you know the big blue house I originally kind of lived in. And we put so much work into that. And then we always knew on the back burner that we were going to be moving out of town. We just kind of were keeping our eyes open for something. And literally at the worst possible time in our lives, when my husband was busier than he has ever been at work, just barely home. We had a 1.5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old. I was just completely maxed out. I was really running a lot of stuff through my YouTube channel and kind of growing with that. We found this new house. And so we moved. And the house needed all these renovations. And so we spent all this time kind of getting ready for renovations and planning renovations. And then last summer we lived in a trailer in our backyard while our house got renovated. And that was just the final straw for me. Living in a trailer with 3 kids for 4 months.
You made it look really fun on YouTube.
Okay, there was some fun moments, but like
that's social media for you though, right?
That is social media. There was some fun moments. And I even said to my husband just today, I was like, that's a good memory we have of living in the yard. But like, oh man, that last week before we moved back into the house, I could have just killed someone. I was so exhausted.
Yeah, no, I mean, we saw this coming. Like it was just like every week was getting harder and harder. It's, you know, the novelty wears off very fast with 3 children in a camping trailer in your backyard, I think.
Oh yeah. And I like didn't do myself any favors. I made all these promises on YouTube saying I was going to show the progress and share all these things. And then when I tried to do it, it was just a complete disaster because I'm in a very confined space with 3 very loud children.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, felt like I was letting down my YouTube audience. And I felt like I was kind of not really doing a great job of parenting because I was so exhausted and I was always in the house helping the builders pick things. And then we got a puppy and then we got a dog in the middle of it. Like, what is wrong with me?
That's what you need.
Yeah.
Why not just have another baby too?
Well, I know. What is wrong with me? Anyways. So, I mean, this was next level, but it was building for a long time. When you say, like, have you been burnt out? My husband and I both do a lot. He's just like me. He is probably a full-blown workaholic.
Probably, or he is.
As you know, he is. He's a full-blown. He can't stop working. He works, and then he comes home and works on projects, you know, and he's doing things in service to our family, but he does not like to stop doing things. And then on my side, I say yes. I take on too much. I don't say no to people. I volunteer for things that really don't even need to involve me. And then I also have FOMO. So I literally am doing 1.5 million things and still feel like I'm missing out on something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So did you see like some warning signs before you just kind of went, you know, I'm crashing here? Like what was kind of going on?
So I was definitely getting my like grumpier. And that was a thing that was part of being just totally exhausted. But a huge one for me, and this is why I say it really rang some bells, is that resentment, lack of feeling appreciated, but starting to resent it and feeling like I was starting to resent my YouTube audience for nothing they had done, for myself making these promises for videos and things I was going to do. And then I was like resenting that I had to do it, you know, getting on my kids' case way more of the time, or just being like, I can't today. And they would like watch TV and, mm-hmm. and that's fine. But it was just growing and growing and growing and growing. And then getting to the point where I like finally moved into the house and I was so exhausted. I wasn't even excited to show anyone. I went like, I'm an extrovert. I mean, and I went full introvert. I didn't see any of my friends. I didn't really want to call my family. I just stayed home. I didn't want to do anything at all. So yeah, we just moved to this house. People were like, we want to see your house. I was like, yeah, sometime, like I didn't even, and a few friends were like, are you okay? Like you've kind of been MIA. And I'm like, yes, I have been.
Yeah. I mean, I know even calling you and stuff, it just, we could hear you getting to the end of your rope there. So, I mean, I think, yeah, there's always those signs. And as someone who is in this like cycle of burnout, I know when it's coming, and yet I'm like, this time will be different. I can keep going.
Oh, I know. Or you think that if you organize things better, it will all make sense. Like, oh, it isn't that I'm doing too much. It's that I need to reorganize it all so that it can all fit in, and then I can fit in 5 more things.
Yeah. I'm like, well, maybe if I work out more, I'll have more energy to do all this. So let me just tack on this new workout plan on top of everything else.
I know. It's crazy. So yeah, kind of resentment and exhaustion were my big ones. But some of the other warning signs that some people might have is critical thoughts, like just being overly angry or quick to anger, having a temper, a change in appetite, getting headaches and frequently being sick. I think sickness is a way of our bodies telling us to slow down. But you know, the appetite thing is a huge one. I think I've been known to use coffee and food to replace energy that I don't have, right? Like if I eat this entire box of cookies, I'll have the energy to run after my kids. And you know, that doesn't go well. And then yeah, illness is something all three of us, you, me, and our mom, who suffers from the same issue, have used as a scapegoat to get rest. You know, you get sick and you're like, ah, yes, finally, time to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sick a couple of days ago, like a 24-hour flu. And I was like, my goodness, I'm so good at relaxing. I haven't sat on the couch like this in like 3 years. And it's like, that's what it took. Like this insane, like Norwalk style stomach flu to like get me to relax for a day.
Yeah. And you're like, ooh, spa day.
Yeah.
I remember.
And I felt guilty. That's the worst part. I'm like, oh, I got nothing done.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to tell you something. And this is like kind of crazy, but whatever. I remember fantasizing when I had like little babies about, and not like vividly, but like, I was like, oh, imagine if I broke my leg and then I had to go to the hospital and sleep there overnight. Right? Like,
you'd be like finding everything dirty and like getting some sort of infection and be like, I think I need to stay.
I think I should probably just stay another night here. But I mean, like, what is going on in our world that this is happening?
Yes. When breaking your leg seems easier than life, there's perhaps a problem.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this was like, and everybody's been there everybody with kids has been there in those like dark early days when you're kind of dealing with a new baby. You're like, oh, I don't think I can do this. Oh, anyways, so another warning sign is inability to focus, getting distracted easily, right? Just avoiding your life completely is a big one. And then another one that kind of rang true for me is not having fun ever. And I've mentioned this before, like I went jet skiing with my friend and I was like last summer and I was on the jet ski and I was like, this is not even fun right now. Like, who doesn't have fun on a jet ski? Like, if that's not a warning bell.
Yeah. Oh gosh. That's so bad.
Oh. So and I know I'm not alone. Like I feel myself saying these things and it sounds just embarrassing. And I don't want people to think I'm wandering around fantasizing about breaking my own leg, but I think I'm not alone. In fact, no. I know I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone. And I mean, it sounds like a lot of like, you know, very similar to like depression issues as well going on, which in our family is also all too familiar. We are, you know, very mental health sensitive in our family because it is something that, you know, we all kind of experience somewhat. And so we're all kind of like, how's your mood? How are you doing? And so, I mean, that's great. And so I think we need to also point out that, yeah, that burnout also kind of comes along with some of that depression.
Yeah. And I think not treating overdoing it as kind of a hero thing, more as like a warning sign, like, hey, they're doing a little too much. Instead of cheering them on and being like, aren't you amazing? Go super mom. Be like, I think, do you want to like take it down 5 notches or 17?
Well, if anyone ever comes to like a family gathering, you'll still hear our parents and us to our parents being like, I think you've done enough today. I think maybe you should stop. Hey, that's probably one too many things for the day. Like, it's just like, I'm like in my mid 30s and my dad is still kind of like, you're going to be exhausted tomorrow. And the next I'm like, oh gosh, he was so right. I've done too much.
Oh, I know. Or like they'll say, it's just like, I sometimes still feel like I'm 3 years old. They'll be like, I'll be like doing something or getting anger or losing my temper. Stephanie, I think you're tired. Do you need to have a nap? And I just want to be
she
like,
she didn't have a very good sleep last
night. Yeah, we didn't have a very good sleep.
The tantrums ensue.
Would you like to go lay down? Now you're having a temper tantrum. I know, it is true. We're very like open about talking about things, which has been really good, but also it can be really interesting for other people to be around our family because I think we're a little TMA or what is that?
TMI? Yeah. Nice.
TMI at times.
Nice one. Like showing your age there. All right, so why don't we talk about what we can do to prevent this? Because, I mean, surely I need the advice. You need the advice. I'm sure everyone listening has had a point in their life where they could have been like, what can I do to stop this? Keep going? Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This, our society today, like I say, completely makes a hero out of people that do way more than is humanly possible and almost looks down on people who aren't doing as much as they can, right? You want a new table? You should DIY that. Don't go buy it at a store. Spend the next 40 hours and 3 weekends building it and film it while you're at it too for a TikTok. Like, okay, take it down a notch. So what can you do to prevent? First off, I looked at a lot of information over the last 6 months to kind of help myself and help myself come out of this time, but also not get back into it. And the number one thing I'm not going to give you is anything to add into your life. So anyone that tells you you need to start doing something to get rid of burnout, just ignore that. Like you said, don't start a new exercise plan. Not, you know, some new diet plan that you're not used to and is going to take a lot of effort. Add buying a new product like some special sleep mask or pillow or, you know, something like that. Adding new stuff in is how you got here in the first place. For goodness sakes, let's start by unloading a little bit of the load first.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you may have read a couple self-help books over the last 6 months.
I did. Well, nice. Actually, I read one in particular.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the first thing I want to talk about. So I read a book called Burnout by Emily Nagoski last year. And I highly recommend this book for anyone. This is just something people need to know. And for some reason, it's not written into our, you know, daily teachings. But the biggest take-home message from that book was rest.
Seems simple.
Your body and you and your mind needs to rest. And not just like, oh, I'll take a trip to the spa every 2 years, or on Mother's Day, I get to lay in bed for an extra hour and call it good. Be like, yeah, I had a big break. No, prioritizing rest into your day is as important as eating, sleeping, and drinking water. Our brains and bodies do not work without rest. And I think a big one for this is using our rest time to play on our phones, which actually does not let your body rest the way it needs to. Well, your brain.
Oh, okay.
So resting. And I think, you know, in my little nuclear family here, I know when I'm like sitting on the couch doing nothing, my husband will sometimes be like, oh, shouldn't we be getting this done or this done? Like he likes to keep going. And I need to remind myself like, no, what I'm doing is as important as getting something done. Resting and recharging and re-energizing your body allows you to be so much better of a person, of a partner, of a friend, and keeping your health.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes it seems counterintuitive that sitting down and doing nothing will actually lead to being more productive at the end of the day.
Well, that, and also you are doing something. You're not doing nothing. Your body is doing all kinds of crazy things to reset itself and rebuild, you know, torn muscle tissue from working out or, you know, helping memories form. If you don't stop, memories can't sit and form in your brain. Like I know I don't remember a lot about when my kids were little. Thank goodness I have pictures. And I think it's because I did not have time to stop, sit and rest and let all of those kind of cognitive functions happen.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It's interesting.
I am right.
Says the self-help book.
Okay. It said it in the self-help book, so I'm pretty sure it's right. Yeah. No,
I saw
seriously,
it on Buzzsprout, so it's for sure, yeah. 100% correct.
There was a Pinterest infographic, so I'm going to source that. No,
Sounds legit.
It's important. Another huge one is saying no.
Yeah, this is so hard for me.
Okay, Jill, I'm talking to you. Just say no. Do less. We have ourselves and our kids so overscheduled. Every moment of every day of every year is booked and coordinated, and we're stimulating their minds with sensory bins. Just be bored. Sit still and teach your children to do the same. And again, sitting on your phone and scrolling or playing little games surprisingly does not allow your brain to rest the way it needs to.
Yeah. I know my daughter is starting to say, I'm bored. I'm trying to, you know, give her ideas, but at the same time, remind myself that that's okay. You can like be bored for a moment and move on from that and everything will be okay. Like, I don't need to be like, well, let's do a craft, let's do drawing, which is something I do. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretending like I'm like, yes, let's sit and be bored. But that's very rare.
No.
But I'm trying hard.
You are. And you are so, like, you're one of those moms where you're like, let's do this amazing craft. And you pull the supplies together. When you were at my house the other day, let's play charade. And you got this whole game going. And part of me is like, this is so great. And then part of me is like, why don't we just let them do what they want to do? You know?
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a time and a place for both, right?
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. I think, though, that when our kids are so used to having their lives kind of structured and entertained and, oh, here's an activity that comes in a box and you put it together, they don't have time to really get bored. And from boredom comes true and beautiful creativity. Yeah. And I think that's something we're kind of lacking.
Yeah. And so would you say when you're talking about saying no, is this kind of what happened with YouTube? You just basically said no to that?
Yes, I said no to YouTube. That was something that had to go because it just wasn't an essential, right? Like my kids and my family and my life and our new house, those were kind of priorities. And the YouTube thing, it was just, I just thought to myself, like, I don't need this right now. It's not helping. If anything, it's hurting. It's taking up time that I don't have. And I'm not feeling creative because I was so burnt out. I didn't have any good ideas for videos. And so as I've sat here over this winter, I'm like, you know, oh, here I had an idea in here. And it wasn't until like the spring that I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready. Mm-hmm. It took time.
Yeah. Well, and when you first kind of stopped, you didn't know if you were ever going to do it again. But I think that that's when you're in that state of burnout, you kind of just want to quit everything forever. You can't imagine yourself ever not feeling that way.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I knew not to say never. But there was, yeah, I did definitely waffled back and forth and just thought, like, do I want to add this back into my life? Is it serving enough of a purpose for me that I want it back? But I missed it. Like, obviously, I had a really good time and I have really good relationships with my audience and people I've met through it. It's been wonderful. I have no complaints about it. It's just the amount of time I have to give to it.
Yeah. So how has your life kind of changed now from so-called breakdown, burnout, crisis?
Yeah. So everything is slower now. Definitely some growing pains with my husband, who still does push pretty hard for me to get stuff done and us to get stuff done. But everything has just kind of slowed down to almost a snail's pace. And I've noticed because of that, like, my kids are a lot more calm and I'm able to be more calm with them. Our house is just kind of has a slower pace. Mm-hmm. I prioritize rest and I don't think twice about saying no ever. If something doesn't appeal to me, I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. And also my house is messier.
Yes.
And I'm okay with it. Did you notice that when you came here? Like, I felt like we were kind of operating at different speeds a bit.
I mean, I guess I did. But like you said, like, during different parts of your life, I'm, you know, in my go, go, go phase and you're in your slow, slow, slow phase. So I always feel like we're kind of maybe going at different speeds a little bit on our day to day. And I'm used to getting up, getting my kids ready as quickly as possible, running out the door, getting them to school, getting to my job, working, running home at lunch to walk the dog, getting back to work, getting home. Like, it's very hard for me to then go on a vacation, which is what I did when I came up to your house about a month ago. And then all of a sudden be like, okay, it's time to rest. Now I sit. Like, I feel like I'm in this like muscle memory of go, go, go. And so it's tough. And I mean, I can't go at a snail's pace in my morning when I have half an hour to get three humans ready and out the door. You know, it's a tough one.
Yeah. No, it is hard. And even my husband will say that when he comes home, he has a hard time kind of switching gears from work to home because he comes home and I think he feels like we're all moving in slow motion, but he's used to kind of rushing around doing things all day. And then he comes home and we're like that sloth from Zootopia.
Like, yeah. And he's like, get going.
Yeah. He's like, let's go outside and do this thing and let's go build a fire. And we're like, okay, yeah. Let's find our boots.
Right. Doesn't sound frustrating at all. Well, and I think, I mean, to wrap things up a little bit, like, I think that this really does explain why you needed a break. I think anyone listening should understand and has probably been there or will be in their life in that place where they just need to stop.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we get burnt out, not because of things we've put on ourselves. Sometimes things happen to us, right? There are times in our lives that are just intrinsically exhausting. Having a baby, losing someone close to you, moving houses, changing jobs, even, you know, getting divorced or getting married, those big life changes can be so exhausting. And it's such an important time to remember to unload a few things and stop and let yourself rest and adjust.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that is a great reminder for people, including myself.
Yeah. So if you're feeling burnt out and you're listening to this, or you feel like you're maybe on that track, please stop. Rest, rest, rest some more. And if it's gone so far as to affect your mental health, please see a counselor or therapist. Some of these habits of overloading ourselves and burning out are so deeply ingrained, and you need professional help, or you could be strongly helped by professional help to retrain yourself back to being a place where you can function and have fun again.
Absolutely. And that's what life's about, is having fun, being with the people you love, and enjoying life. So
exactly. Not volunteering for 17,000 organizations. Jill, speaking of fun.
Yes.
Do you want to tell a funny story?
Yes, I do. So I was, this is a story we kind of talked about bringing up, and it does have to do with burnout, because this was only about 2 months ago. And I had my like normal little moment where I crashed after going like crazy person for so long.
Yeah.
And on one Sunday I woke up and I just could not like do life, which is very rare for me. And I felt depressed. I felt down. I was weepy, which is also weird for me because I'm not a big crier.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just tried to go through the motions, and I was scared because I was like, what is this feeling? Like, I would make my kids breakfast and it felt like climbing Everest. Like, it just was so hard.
And then, it just happened overnight.
Yeah. It came on out of nowhere. So then I tried getting through the day and it was just so hard. So then I called my friend and I said, can you come over? I need to go for a walk or something and just like get my mind, you know, somewhere else. So she came over. I had a little cry, went out for a walk, came back. And then I just thought, I can't do this. And I'm by myself. Like, you know, my husband works out of town. So I called our dad, and right away, you know, I think anyone who hears me cry knows something's up because I'm not a big crier. Yeah. And he said, do you need me to come there? And I said, yes, I need you to come. So he came out right away. He left within 10 minutes. He lives 3 hours away to help me with my kids. And, you know, like we said, mental health is a bit of a sensitive issue with our family. So he was out right away. Within 5 minutes, he said, well, you are on your period, so maybe that's it, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and you know, I wasn't offended because
that was such a sad intro. Now I remember what the story is.
I know, because I was so sad, and this actually kind of helped because it was so ridiculous. He goes, well, you are on your period. And I'm thinking like, what? And he was genuine about it. Like, well, this is probably what's going on. I was like, no, I'm not. And like, why do you think that? Like, he was so sure I was on my period. And I was like, why do you think that? And he's like, because it's a full moon. This man is 72 years old. He's made it his whole life believing that every woman has their period during a full moon. And well,
they call it the moon time.
And like, even that like kind of helped me just be like, what?
Yeah, you told me this.
Like, oh my God. And he was just kind of like, that's not right. And I'm like, no. So he's on his way out being like, oh, the full moon. That's what's wrong with her.
I know.
I'll be right in 3 days.
I know what's wrong. Let me just mansplain to you what's happening here.
Oh, God. Yeah. And I texted you being like, oh, my God. Our dad, please.
And like, bless our dad. He's so good about that stuff. Like, he's never shied away from like the fact that we're women and everything. But he was very misinformed.
But I think I actually said to him, I was so surprised. I was like, I'm not a werewolf. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, and I just wonder, like, do you think he like realizes it's a full moon? He's like, oh.
Uh-oh.
Tampons are going to be out of stock today. All the crazy ladies are gonna be out.
Yes, I think he thinks. Oh, I mean, you know, I think their generation was not quite as like open about it, but yes, still shocking that he's made it this far with that.
I think there's a lot of men who do not know a lot about how women's bodies work, and it's really kind of a tragedy.
Yes.
Oh, that's too funny. Our poor dad.
I thought that was pretty funny. And, you know, luckily, to end things off from that, it only lasted, my little funk lasted a couple days. And it was the weirdest thing. And I'm so thankful that I was able to kind of bring myself out of that with the help of friends and family. And like we said, ask for help. That's super important. And, you know, that helps.
Definitely ask for help. And just remember, too, like, it gets everything gets better. I know I've had like some awful days and I just have to remember like not all days are awful. It gets better.
Yeah. Right? This too shall pass. Like when my son wants to sleep on top of me all night long, I think this too shall pass. This will not happen when he's 16.
I know. Oh man. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad we recorded another podcast. This is going to be so fun. This is probably my favorite part of the whole Secrets Lab, YouTube, everything was starting this podcast with you. And I know everyone's been really enjoying listening to it. So thank you everyone for sticking with us while I was completely burnt out for 6 months. I hope that helps explain some things. And I hope that if you are feeling the same way that you try some of the tips out or just go have a nap like right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. I'm in.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Jill. Bye.
Bye.